Welcome to the Fast Fishing Podcast for May 31st, 2010. I'm John Wheeler, your host. This is a follow-up to the podcast titled Water Wars in New York on May 27th, 2010, in which I discussed how New York State is using their authority to issue water quality certificates to wage war against the Indian Point nuclear plant. In case you missed that show, New York is holding the plant's 20-year license renewal hostage by refusing to issue a certificate of water quality unless the plant agrees to install expensive cooling towers. The plant has argued that the cost of the cooling towers, approximately $2 billion, is excessive and disproportionate to the environmental benefits that would be derived. In fact, the plant has identified an alternative technology that would provide greater environmental benefits at about one-tenth of the cost of installing cooling towers. Thus far, those arguments have fallen on deaf ears. In my further research on this topic, I discovered a damning piece of evidence that proves New York State is giving preferential treatment to fossil fuels while at the same time imposing unfair regulation on neighboring nuclear energy facilities, the largest competitors to fossil fuels. Besides Indian Point, there are several other large power plants on the Hudson River that generate electricity by burning coal, oil, and natural gas. All of these plants, like Indian Point, use the Hudson River for cooling. One of the plants, the Bowline plant, is in Haverstraw, New York, only about 5 miles across the river and downstream from Indian Point. Bowline is a two-unit gas and oil-fired power plant with a combined output of 1,182 megawatts, slightly larger than each Indian Point nuclear unit. There are many similarities between Bowline and Indian Point. Bowline, like Indian Point, is required to maintain a New York State water permit. Bowline, also like Indian Point, evaluated several alternative technologies to reduce fish and fish larva mortality. The Bowline analysis reached similar conclusions to the one performed by Indian Point. They concluded that converting to a closed cooling water system using cooling towers would provide the greatest reduction in fish mortality, but at a very high cost. Instead, the Bowline plant offered to use a combination of technologies that would provide 80 to 95% of the benefit that would be derived from the vastly more expensive cooling towers, but at 1/30th of the cost. That's where the similarities end. In the case of the Bowline oil and gas power plant, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation accepted the lower cost alternatives to installing cooling towers. On the topic of cooling towers, in a letter from Denise Sheehan, the Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner, stated, "The estimated cost of retrofitting Bowline with a closed cooling system is more than 30 times greater than the selected suite of technologies, yet yields approximately equivalent reductions in impingement mortality, while the potential entrainment reductions from closed cooling would be approximately 10 to 15% greater than called for in this permit. The department has determined, and this is the important part here, that at this time the cost of closed cycle cooling at Bowline is wholly disproportionate to the reductions." The cost of alternative technologies at Bowline were estimated to be less than 1% of 1 year's revenue, while the cost of cooling towers were said to be about 30 times greater. So here's the smoking gun proving institutionalized anti-nuclear bias in the New York State government. For a gas and oil power plant, they allowed the cost of various technologies to be considered, and they ruled out cooling towers because the high cost was, quote, disproportionate to the benefit provided. Yet, when a nuclear plant next door tried to make the exact same argument, the state refused. In the case of Indian Point, New York stated cooling towers were the only available option, even though the plant provided lower-cost alternatives that would, over the life of the plant, provide greater reductions in fish mortality. Here's another tidbit to consider. Because of the high cost of oil and natural gas, the Bowline plant, according to the New York State document, operates only about half the time. If Indian Point is forced to install cooling towers, they will have to shut both reactors down for about 44 months. During that time, the Bowline oil and gas plant will be one of the electricity generating plants that will be called upon to make up for the lost generation from Indian Point. This means the Bowline plant will be running more, killing more fish, and emitting more air pollution and greenhouse gases. And don't forget, when they run at 100% rather than their normal 50%, their profits will double too. This favoritism towards oil and gas and bias against nuclear energy is occurring in a deregulated competitive electricity market. The state's role in a deregulated energy market is to set fair policies and laws that promote fair competition and protect consumers from unfair practices. In this case, New York State is doing just the opposite by imposing unfair and onerous rules on one form of generation while giving competitors a pass. If the state gets their way, the ratepayers will suffer in two ways. Their electricity bills will be higher, and the air they breathe will be dirtier. I'll pose this question to my listeners. In light of this clearly biased treatment, do you think the federal government should intervene? Could this be a case that would fall under the jurisdiction of either the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission or the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency? Indian Point is not alone in this battle. The state of New Jersey is going down the same path with the Oyster Creek nuclear plant, and the state of California has recently imposed similar rules on nuclear plants in the Pacific Ocean. At least in California, they are applying the rule uniformly to fossil fuel plants, but that's a story for another day. I hope you enjoyed this show. Be sure to stop by the website at thisweekinnuclear.com. In the show notes for this episode, I've included links to both documents, one for the Bowline plant from the New York DEC and another also from the DEC in their response to the Indian Point water permit application. Thanks for listening to this show. I'm John Wheeler, your host. Have a great nuclear day.